Mini episode 792 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode number 792. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris coming at you for our NFL Week 16 preview. I'm doing this one solo because of the Christmas holiday, albeit I have the picks as always from our Kyle Ross. Spoiler alert, we'll be in this format again next week because of New Year's, and also because, frankly, this is the busiest time of year for a handicapper even when you're not trying to sell your house. Shout out to Kyle and his bride, who have their hands full more than usual right now. I was 9-6-1 last week, continuing my late season surge to get to 110-103-11, keeping alive my dream of a second consecutive season above 52.4% on all of my plays. I'd need to finish 19-13 in the last 2 weeks, but I've been plus 6 the previous 2 weeks, so I just need more of the same magic. My 1-2 last week on my big three put me at 17-23-2 on the year for those plays, which is also indicative of another big hot streak, and by extension, a look at how crappy my season started out to still be below 500. I lost on the lock, leaving me a mere 3 out of 15 for the season. Likewise, Kyle's season from hell continues with a 4-7-1 mark feeding into 33-49-1 for the year, onward and upward. We lead, as always, with the Thursday night game, with the Giants traveling to Philly and getting 1.5 points, having opened as a 3-point favorite. I'm breaking format by leading with one of my big three plays, since it's the Thursday game. Kyle and I are on opposite sides, as he's on the hot pile of garbage known as the Eagles, and I am taking a New York team that should be able to completely befuddle Carson Wentz with a big three selection. Of course, with the Christmas holiday on Sunday, as per NFL tradition, the bulk of the slate is on Saturday. We start there with the Redskins. They're playing a pathetic Bears team, spotting 3 down from the opening 4. DC really needs this one, but they're on the road on a holiday weekend in a possible letdown spot on a short week after potentially blowing their season Monday night. Chicago only has 3 wins, but each time they pick their spot against a vulnerable team. I think it happens again, or at least they cover in any event. Playoff hopes are on the line as Buffalo hosts Miami, laying 4 up from the initial 3.5. Given how both teams have played recently, the line surely reflects skepticism about Matt Moore's second start after the Tannehill injury and the Dolphins' prospects in the December cold. As I've indicated previously, I'm a Fish fan, so I hope I'm wrong, but color me a doubter for those reasons. I'm on the Bills. New Orleans hosts the hot Tampa Bay Bucs and is yielding 3.5 up from the opening 4. In their first meeting of the season, Sean Payton made a rare offensive boo-boo by getting away from the running game too soon. I've been a big believer in the Buccaneers, but I suspect that their recent hot streak against many top teams may leave them a bit drained here. I'll take the Saints. In a battle of two teams really headed in opposite directions, the Vikings must travel to Lambeau Field and are receiving 6.5 points, down from the opening 7. It's impossible to have any faith in the Minnesota offense at this point, but they've played Green Bay very tough in the Mike Zimmer era, and this spread has last week's embarrassment fully built into it, which usually means that it's inflated a bit. I'll take the Vikes. If there's been a bigger anticlimactic late-season battle between the Patriots and Jets, I don't remember it. The Jets are going to Foxborough and are receiving all of 16.5 points, up from the initial 14.5. All indications in this spot are that you should take the divisional dog getting this many points, but you'll notice that Kyle isn't on New York in this spot because they've clearly mailed it in. As we saw last week, the Pats have a few offensive kinks to work out before the playoffs, so I think they'll be primed to roll and cover here. The Jags have a new head coach, and we'll be hoping that it's not the same old story when they host the Titans. They're getting 5 at home, up from 4 at the open. Tennessee has thrived on late wins this year, and Jacksonville has hung close through their many losses. Factor in the Jaguars' motivation to stick it to their divisional rival, and I'm saying that they can get underneath the number, and they will. Up next is the winter mirage that's lingered here on America's North Coast for months. Browns fans have clung to the notion that even if the team happened to be 0-14 heading into the game, which they are, that the mere presence of cold and potential snow would even the scales against the Chargers. Well, the odds makers don't agree. Installing San Diego as a 5.5-point favorite after debuting the line at 6.5. It's hard to go winless in the modern NFL, and Cleveland surely won't get it done in the season finale with Pittsburgh. Thus, the odds say to take the Brownies here, and I'll do just that. Two teams jockeying to win their divisions match up as the Colts travel to Oaktown, receiving 3.5 points, a line that has moved up before settling back on that number. Andrew Luck has been willing an inferior team to get it done as of late, and I think he'll be at a high enough level to at least obtain a cover for his squad. The NFL's version of Dumb and Dumber kicks off in L.A. as the Rams, now blessedly under new leadership, host the Niners. Because the odds makers can usually pinpoint one dumpster fire as being larger than another, San Fran is getting 4 points up from the opening three. Given that your average Pop Warner team is stronger against the run than the 49ers at this point, Todd Gurley looks to come through huge, better late than never, helping to take advantage of the 3 days of extra preparation. I'm on Los Angeles. Super Bowl 51 will be played in Houston, but this will be the only time that the Bengals travel there, laying a point after getting 3.5 right off the bat. This line move can be explained in a single sentence. The Texans were favored until someone remembered that Savage would be starting at quarterback. Well, clearly Kyle never forgot that because he's on Cincinnati and I agree with him. This season, the NFL scheduled a Christmas Day doubleheader, and it's a doozy. Pittsburgh opens by hosting Baltimore, laying 5.5 points up from the initial 4. Maybe this is me getting suckered in by the line move, but in a game that looks to fall squarely in a 3 to 4 point range, as do so many in this rivalry, I'll go with the live dog Ravens. In the nightcap, Arrowhead Stadium will surely be rocking as the Chiefs have a chance to move towards prime playoff positioning and also deal a near-death blow to their arch rivals, the defending Super Bowl champion Broncos. KC's laying 3, down from 3.5 at the open. The line had actually gone up to 4 at one point, which had me looking to Denver, but back at 3, in a redemption spot after laying eggs recently at home against Tampa and Tennessee, I'm going with Kansas City. On Monday night, Dallas has their second consecutive primetime big challenge hosting the Lions. They're laying 7. As great as Matt Stafford has been this season, games like the one last week against the Giants and this one against the Cowboys illuminate the extreme difficulty of getting the job done against a good defense minus any semblance of the running game. Dallas will cover. As previously mentioned, my Big Three starts this week with the Giants on Thursday night, and up next, in a game that looked a whole lot sexier back in September, Seattle hosts Arizona, laying 7.5 points up from the initial 7. The temptation is to remember that 6-6 Sunday night crap fest between these teams, but the Seahawks are, of course, so much better at home, and the Cards really have nothing to play for now, as well as a very susceptible defense. I'm on Seattle. Atlanta's at Carolina, laying 3 points. I'm staying with my recent methodology on the lock picks of going with my weakest lean of the week because that's actually worked a few times, and as such, I'm taking Carolina, who have been playing mostly better than their record as of late, against a Falcon team that's been more fortunate than perhaps they should have been with a hobbled Julio Jones. We wish you and yours a Merry Christmas, all the best of the season, and we thank you for joining us in the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classics, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Paper Mate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Aquafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.